Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is February 22, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with astroshaman.com and awakeningplus.com, and I'm noticing that my video is a little weird looking because I have a virtual background up. So let me just clear that out of here and the visual will look a little bit better. There we go. So tonight is New Earth Support Team, which is our weekly event now on Mondays. And Makisla is scheduled to join us around the end of the first hour. And she may be here already. I can't see. She's a little ways down the list if she is. And she wanted some time to say goodbye to y'all. So we'll work to that as we get to it. But for right now, we will proceed as usual and do our process. So for anyone who's new, what we do here is we first set up our sacred container. I'm going to call the directions, call in our beautiful allies of love and light, set a strong, you know, circle of protection. Then we will all go through our little embodied awakening invocation to get as awakened as we can. And then we'll turn it over to the divine, and then they will make good use of us. The typical pattern is that each of us receives the maximum healing and awakening that serves our individual highest goods. And so the more radiant and bright each of us is, the better the energy we radiate to Earth for the great awakening to proceed. We also are at the same time blending together as a group energy, and cool things are happening there. But none of it is guided by our human brains. You know, once we've completed the embodied awakening invocation, I just turn it over and I become your empathic tour guide and just report what's happening anyway. So that's kind of how it plays. People tend to have very powerful and positive experiences. So if it's your first time, enjoy the ride. We never know exactly what's going to happen, but it's always awesome. It's like the movie 2010, where the astronaut David Bowman shows up and he keeps saying, "Something's going to happen." And they keep asking, what? And all he'll ultimately say is, "Something wonderful." That's kind of how it works here. So I'm going to make sure that our tech is good. All right. Okay, let's get in. I invite you to close your eyes. Oh, and the two requests I always make on Awakening Plus calls, I do request that you do only this. Please do not multitask. The reason is you're going to have a better experience if you're only doing this, and everyone else is going to be affected by what you're doing, whether you're live or on the recording. So please do only this. And if you cannot stay for the entire closed container process, ask the allies, please, to gently ease you out of the container so that your departure does not disrupt the field. And that's whether you're live or on the recording. You are impacting everything, even if you're just on the recording, because the energy of this event is held in the Akashic records beyond time and space. So that's the basics. The energy is already getting interesting. So I invite you to close your eyes, relax, and I will open things up. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wirakocha. Inti Kriti I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call spirit songs higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. We call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our elemental allies, our benevolent ancestors. We call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Fox, Hedgehog. We call Thisa, Jeremy, Zachary, Deborah, West, Moo. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a sphere of energy around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Nice energy. Okay. So now I'm going to lead you into embodied awakening so we can be our brightest and shiniest to serve the great awakening. Again, I'll give a full explanation. There's always someone new. So the idea here is you're going to call your higher self to come join you in your physical body. Metaphorically, it's like instead of your personality driving the car, your body, your higher self's going to drive it. Your personality is going to be in the passenger seat. At any point, you don't like the divine's driving, you want to take the wheel, just like that, you're back behind the wheel, the divine steps out with no fuss. So your ego needs to know it's safe, there's no danger here, it's reversible, it's all good. The benefits of embodied awakening include a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much, you'll know what to do intuitively much more, and there's more bliss. So if you'd like to do that, in a moment, I'll ask you to repeat the following words out loud if you can, silently if you must. You're speaking them to your higher self. Please begin now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go and rest passively. If you feel energy moving in your body, let the energy itself be your point of attention. If you cannot feel energy moving, then rest your attention in your breath. Either way, you are 100% passive, not controlling the energy or the breath in any way, just letting it do its thing. If you become distracted, we'll call a distraction anything other than what you are choosing to focus on, energy or breath. Let the distraction be as it is, no resistance, it's all good. Treat the distraction, please, as an uninvited guest. Turn your attention back to what you're focusing on, energy or breath. If the distraction continues in the background, that's fine. Let it do its thing while you do your thing. Just because thoughts and images might be swirling around doesn't mean that you have to pay attention to them. You can choose the sensation instead. Finally, it's good to discover what's the least effort needed to be aware of what you're focusing on. To play with that, let's all for a moment drop to no effort at all. Please drop to zero and drop your focus. Just be. If at zero effort, you still have any awareness of what your focus was, energy or breath, stay at zero. That's all you need. If you have completely lost what you were focusing on, add a very small amount of effort back and keep adding little bits of effort until you regain some awareness of the focus. And then stop at that very minimal amount of effort, barely enough to be aware of what you're focusing on. People are already going into embodied awakening. That's beautiful. If you're in embodied awakening, the following four things will all be true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. If you got all that going on, you can relax and just be. You're in embodied awakening. If you're not, then continue using the least effort needed to be aware of energy or breath. I can feel more and more people easing into embodied awakening. The field's getting stronger by the moment. If you're there, just hang out. If you're not, continue using the least effort needed to feel breath or energy. Remember that any effort beyond that will only slow it down. Your ego cannot awaken itself, but it can receive the awakening as a gift from your higher self. So the more you just relax and let it come into you, like you're a sponge in its water, the easier it's going to be. You're never going to get overwhelmed using these invocations that don't allow it. Therefore, there's no need to filter or regulate the incoming energy. Just relax fully, and I invite you to just let it in. We'll leave just a moment longer for people to slip into embodied awakening. Being in embodied awakening is not mandatory to proceed, it's just optimal. The more awakened you are, the more helpful your service becomes. That is feeling really sweet, and I believe they're getting rolling here. So relax, and we'll just let the divine make use of us. And in fact, I'll formalize that. Allies, we come to serve. We are so honored to be able to come and offer our bodies and our consciousness in service to the great global awakening. The arrival of Aquarian Age, fifth density, fifth dimension, whatever you want to call it. We know what we're talking about. So allies, please make use of us in whatever way serves the highest good of all, including those of us who are serving. We relax now, become passive and open to whatever you have in mind. So you humans, just relax, rest in energetic awareness if you've got that. If not, just rest in breath awareness. So what I'll be narrating moving forward is my experience. That will be what most of us are experiencing. It may be that you are having a unique and different experience, which is perfect. Please do not use any effort to match what I'm describing if it's not what you're experiencing. If you're having a different experience, that's perfect. Let it run. Yeah, I'm feeling a beautiful, subtle energy in my head and brain. It's like they're just gently bringing in some light pulsing energy. My body's starting to shake a little bit. Okay, so it appears that the energy they're bringing in is the initial cleanup energy. So for many of us now, whatever heavy energy we have within us that's ready to be released, it's going to be shaken up and flushed away. Just allow that to happen. Please do not do the healing invocation or anything proactively to facilitate this. Just please be fully open and passive and let the divine do it. When we're in a context like this, the healing runs itself completely. If your body shakes or vibrates or trembles, that's all good. If you need to cry or holler or scream or jump up and down or pound your fists on something, all that's fine as long as no one gets hurt. I like to say, let the body release in the way that feels good to it. Also, don't be a drama queen for the hell of it. Just let things move as they will. Some of us are clearing only our own individual heavy energy. Others of us are being used to process heavy energy from other sources. might be other members of Awakening Plus involved in this call, might be other people somewhere else on Earth who need a little help releasing some heavy energy they can't clear on their own. It really doesn't matter. Don't worry about whether the heavy energy that's moving through you is yours or from different source. The divine will only delegate others' heavy energy to those who are ready and able to process it, which will happen automatically. Just relax and let it go through. You will always be rewarded for processing heavy energy. You'll see what I mean as we move forward. You can eventually get to where lots of heavy energy can be brought through you, and there's no suffering involved. You're aware yet that feels heavy or sad or thick or sludgy or whatever it may be, and you're aware of that as it passes through, and it's not a problem. It doesn't bother you. So if you're not there yet, it is possible. Most of the heavy energy tends to flush out the hands and the feet from whence it goes down to Mother Earth. And for her, this is like a yummy chocolate bonbon. Mother Earth really loves this heavy energy. So you bless her by passing it along. So the energy shifted a moment ago. It's not so much heavy flush, but more of a stasis field, gently pulsating energy, a lot of sensation in the brain. So yeah, there's some upgrading happening in the brain system. Allow that. As a reminder again, if what you're experiencing is not what I'm describing, don't worry, just go with what your own experience is. Feels like we're getting into sort of mixed energy now. There's still some healing and heavy energy moving, but there's also quite a bit of bliss and ecstasy coming into the field. You might be feeling both at once. That's perfectly fine. Also, I'm noticing there's a growing amount of group blended consciousness, where all of us together, including those on the recording, are blending into a single divine consciousness at a higher level that transcends and includes your individual human awareness. And during the evening, there will be varying proportions of consciousness in each of the areas. Some of us will be in additional areas as well, all at the same time. There's ultimately no limit to how many points of awareness you can hold. And the divine will take care of that automatically. You'll just notice it somewhere, oh, I'm in two places at once, or three, or four, or five, or however many it may be. Please don't try to do this, but you will notice if it happens spontaneously. My policy in the inner world is never to initiate action from my ego. I just show up and stuff happens. Because the divine levels are so much more intelligent than my human self. I think that's universally true. So my human self has learned to relax and just go for the ride and know that the divine has it totally under control and is creating the optimal experience every time, because it's just so smart. So now I'm feeling my whole body much more as energy. my whole physical body. It's all tingly, and it's a very subtle tingling, but it's through much of the body. They're inviting everyone to relax down to zero effort now. Just be, just allow whatever's happening. Yeah. So as you relax to zero effort, there is now a subtle shift of consciousness happening, taking you even deeper. Just relax and allow that. There is one or more people in the field who are resisting this deeper immersion. I invite you to relax and allow it anyway, please. There, thank you. Yeah, we're getting into very subtle spaces now. It's now even more important that you do only this. If you cannot do only this right now, then please disengage and come back into the recording if you remember later. Yeah, they're putting a very subtle overlay into the mix. Just relax and let that come into you. You may now feel almost entirely like a being of energy. Even your physical body feels almost entirely like energy. The body hasn't changed, just where you're coming from has changed. Things look different from this higher vibration. Well, your body has changed because of all the energy coming into it, but it hasn't changed that much. The perception of it as energy is mainly a perspective shift of the observer. Some subtle bliss coming into the field. Relax and enjoy that. Let go completely. Just allow what's happening. The allies are specifically saying you will be held. The invitation is to fully let go and let this beautiful field of divine consciousness hold you. That's the imagery from a separation paradigm in more reality. Just you become the field and there's no difference. Or to be more precise, you become aware of the level of field blending that you had all along. But the human part of you is just now perhaps becoming aware of it. Yeah, this is very subtle stuff here. Kind of a light body, physical body hybrid blend. Very subtle, sweet energies. Just relax and enjoy this. It's lovely. As a reminder, once again, what they're doing yet again, it's not like they're beaming energy down to Earth. It's like we're in a special field of energy. Each of us is being brought to the highest vibration that we can hold. And the very act of bringing us to this vibration is helping raise the field vibration of Earth. We're all connected. Everyone's energy affects everyone else's energy. So what they're doing to upgrade you and taking you into your deepest possible awakening is absolutely helping the planet move toward the Aquarian Age. Yeah, I've got big tingles over much of my body. There may be moments when heavy energy passes through you. Just allow that. Allow everything. Allow some of you to be in that blended field. Part of it in the human body, wherever it might feel like at the moment. Let the divine move awareness wherever it wants it to go. Ultimately, it's all you anyway. Relax into whatever's happening. It's getting very subtle now. Continue relaxing and just letting things happen on their own. The allies are saying they're so grateful each and every one of us is here, live or on the recording. They're saying you're equally helpful either way. We're just so grateful that we're showing up to help with the Great Awakening. As they've said before, there's a certain alchemy they can only accomplish with live human bodies, and us showing up with ours is very helpful to them. And they're saying especially helpful is human bodies who can hold higher consciousness, who come up in an attitude of unconditional service. They say that's really sweet. And they're very grateful to us for doing this. I'm feeling a really sweet, subtle energy from my heart chakra all the way up through my crown. Just continue to relax and allow. Let your doing be accomplished by being. Oh, it's getting really sweet. Just relax into that. They're encouraging us not to cling to any particular experience during this process. Different flavors of bliss will come and go. Just be with whatever is and relax into whatever is happening. So I'm beginning to feel a settling into the physical body a little bit. Yeah, pretty clearly. So if you notice you're getting a little more awareness in the body, just allow that. As usual, at this juncture, the energies we've been enjoying in the higher dimensions are now being brought into your physical body as much as you're ready for. And your physical body is getting a nice upgrade. This will allow you to walk in deeper divine consciousness in your daily life. So they're going to take a bit to do that. They want to be sure to do it gently enough that it sticks. They don't want anyone feeling overwhelmed. So let's give them a little time just to saturate us with this lovely energy. They always work at the fastest rate that serves highest good. Now I'm feeling a more solid presence in the visible body. Remember, the whole idea here is that all the divine levels can be with you in your physical experience. So it can be totally a both and situation. Okay, so my guidance is to maintain the sacred container. While we open the floor to Makisla, I'm seeing that she is calling in by phone. So I'm going to hang on, set it up so she can speak if she's ready. So Makisla, if you'd like to unmute and speak, I believe on the phone it's star six to do that. So if you'd like to do your thing, go ahead.
I would prefer to be on Zoom if that's allowable and possible.
I'm sorry, I missed the first part of what you said. Could you say that again, please?
I said I would prefer to be on the Zoom call if that's possible.
Oh, sure. If you want to come in by Zoom, it appears to me you're only coming in by phone right now, though.
Well, that's what your request was, so I'm honoring your request.
Oh, no, I'm fine with you however you want to come in. So if you want to get off the phone and reconnect by Zoom, you're welcome to do that.
Okay, I would prefer to do that. I'll be back. Thank you.
Okay. So just continue to rest in your sacred space while Makisla rejoins us on Zoom. Oh, you're back.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can see you too. Hi.
I can't hear you, Benjamin.
All right, I am speaking. So if anyone else can hear me, would you type in the chat window that you can hear me if you're hearing me right now? As far as I know, my audio is active. Yeah, they can hear me.
I can hear you.
Okay. So May, go ahead and speak. If you can't hear me, then there's something on your end going on.
That's weird. Can you hear me? You can hear me.
Yep, you're good.
Okay. I'm having... When I was a kid, I couldn't say the word technical. I said tentacle. So I'm having tentacle difficulties. It's kind of funny. I don't want to take everyone out of your experience, however. And I want to be sure that you all are in your space. So this is a very exciting evening for me in many different ways. I first and foremost will turn the ringer off my cell phone and want to firstly express to all of you a very deep gratitude of thanks. And I'm supposing that most of you are on Benjamin's newsletter list or email list. And this will be my final appearance with Awakening Plus. Hello, Risa. And hi. And even though Kay could not be here tonight, I want to address her and give you gratitude and love. Thank you for your email. And I will respond to you. And I look forward to talking to you too over the next upcoming weeks and months. Oh, she is here. Oh, that's great. Hi, Kay. Sorry, I'm not accustomed to looking at the chat. And anyway, it's all right. It's all good. So this evening is about you. All of you, I want to thank you with all that is within me for your love and your support, for your prayers, for your holding space for me while I was with this program and also through my recovery of my stroke. And for some of you, you may not have I'm not sure how if you even know me, you may not even know me, because I'm pretty much out of touch with this space now. But I wanted to say thank you for sharing your hearts, for growing and doing hard work that it takes for you to come more fully into your divine embodiment and to be in that space as much as you can. It's not easy. And third density certainly does not make that an easy task whatsoever. So I wanted to say thank you to you. And I also wanted to let you know, and perhaps I'll put that in the chat after I'm done jibber jabbering here. I will give you my email address and a phone number that you can reach me by. And I believe that Benjamin would also relay any requests to me also. We are still in contact, which is a good thing. So what was that?
I'm just saying yes, thumbs up.
Oh, I can't see her. Okay. I saw something moving along, but it wasn't all in the frame. I just wanted to say thank you, guys. It's been fun sharing our hearts together, and especially the community space. That was probably my favorite. And I know that moving forward, Benjamin and I are moving forward and in separate directions. And that's a good thing for all of us. And I'm excited about what you are doing here and how that will launch you forward into your next space also. It's all about keeping moving forward. I will say this out loud because I'm assuming that this is being recorded. So I can be reached at healthyinnovations@icloud.com. I know who has an iCloud account, like nobody, but I do. My cell phone number is 910-583-8237. So does anyone have any questions or any comments, anything that you would like to say? Any last things? I am continuing in my shamanic apprenticeship, but I am doing that with Z. She is at our earthstarsanctuary.com. She's living in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And love you, Patricia, too. Thank you, love. Thank you. I love you too. And I'm excited about what Z is doing because it's just beautiful work, much like this project is also. And so I'm continuing to train shamanically, but just in a different vein. So thank you, Julia. Thank you for your light too. It's so important right now. There's so many shifts happening. And Yolanda. I'll miss having your voice too. You have my number. You can get a hold of me if you wish to. And anyway, it's been wonderful meeting you all and holding space for all of you. And I really don't know what much else to say. Hugs to you too, Patricia. Thank you all so very much. And please, 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 please continue on your path. It's not easy, but continue on your path. Wishing you all the best. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Reese. Lisa. Oh, okay. You'll be very missed. Wishing you many blessings on your journey, May. I'll miss you too, for sure. I'm so glad that you're here. I was really bummed when I got your message. I'm like, oh no, how sad is that? Oh, I was going to just reach out on email, but anyway. Marla, be well, Marla. Every time I see your face, you are such a walking miracle. Do you realize? I think we have that in common, love, but you are so beautiful and your light, you are so angelic and your light is so radiant. Oh, thank you for being here right now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, love. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Victoria. I just saw something from Oh, thanks, everybody. I wish I could copy and paste all of this and just, you know, this is really sad because I just threw out a whole bunch of cards that I've had since high school, I think. And I just threw out so many things. But anyway, yeah, I wish you all so much. Oh, there's Marla. Thank you so much. We have lots. Yes, we do have lots in common. You're right. Oh. Well, anyway. You now have a way to reach me if you want to reach out to me. I will be starting to do client work in a few months. I'm not ready yet. There are more things that I need to learn and tweak for sure. The work I'm doing is it's much different than anything I've ever done before. And yeah, so I'm very excited about where that's going to take me, and but I won't start until I get the go ahead from the Galactic Federation. So yeah, for sure. All right, everyone. Blessings to you too. Thank you. Aw, Risa, honey. Yeah, I'm glad you all made it too. I'm wishing you all the best, and I wish you well. I'd like to pray my light language over you. Yes. That means blessings, blessings, many blessings unto you. Thank you. Yeah. Sending you love. Good night.
Thank you, Makisla. You've added so much to Awakening Plus. You've brought beautiful energy into our events. You've brought some wonderful ideas that have taken it to the next level. I'm so profoundly grateful for your time here and your time with you and me as well. Thank you so much. Alrighty. So now we're going to close our sacred container, and then we'll, as usual, hang out and chat for anyone who wants to hang around and communicate. So I invite you all to close your eyes. Pachamama Mamakia Wiracocha Inti Kwichi. Thank you, allies. What a beautiful space. Thank you so much for holding this beautiful space for us, for assisting our work to help out the beautiful global awakening. Thank you for your healing, for your awakening, for empowering our service. Thank you, allies, so much. As we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this event, please remain with them as long as it serves their highest good. I request that you remain with me always. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? Whew. Okay, the sacred space is closed, and if you need to boogie off, you're welcome to depart if necessary, live or on the recording. However, as usual, we will leave the call going and the recording active for anyone who wants to share anything, feedback. If you want to come on live and speak with or without video, that's great. If you want to type in the chat window, that's cool too. And the floor is open. So Denise, would you like to, if you'd like to speak, Denise, just unmute yourself and you can speak if you wish. Just click that little microphone in the lower left corner of the screen and you'll be able to speak if you wish. Or not, that's fine. Okay, just type, thank you for another very beautiful session, Benjamin. I especially love the direction from the allies. We will catch you. Yes, indeed. And Brenda's typing, thank you. Beautiful, beautiful soul space tonight. So grateful. Leaving now. Much love to you all. Joanne typed, very blissful. Thank you. Again, both type, oh, Denise, you're unmuted. Would you like to speak? So Denise, I see that you have opened your microphone, but I'm not hearing anything. So if you're attempting to speak, it's not coming through. So since we're not hearing Denise, she's typing, So she's figuring out her tech, it looks like. Deanna type, I received much healing or process for the collective. Sweet. Jeannie typed, thank you for this opportunity to grow, serve, and swim in this energy created by all these lovely beings. My feeling too. We're so lucky to be able to do this. Virika types, the energy was very strong. My third eye is still buzzing. I feel the energy all over my body. Thank you. Awesome. And Laura's typing, wonderful session as always. Thank you so much. This is the first one I've attended that I have not fell soundly asleep. I also felt a lot of energy in my third eye. That's great. Marla types, very enjoyable. I was in that delicious, almost asleep place. Lovely. Yeah, I get a lot of feedback from people that they, early in their Awakening Plus calls, they do some calls and they fall asleep a lot. And if they stick with it, they're able to stay awake more. Sometimes the energy is just so strong that it's not possible for the human part of you to stay conscious, even though part of your divinity is conscious. So just staying with it over time, your vibration gets tuned up and then you're more and more able to hold awareness in those higher dimensions. And then you tend to fall asleep less, but it's just a matter of perseverance. Hmm. Deanna's typing thank you and good night. Thanks for being here, Deanna. Very grateful that you're here. Casey's typing, thank you so much. It was a beautiful space, awesome session, and I seemed to experience just what you described. I'm very grateful for you. Thank you, Casey. Very grateful for that. Denise is saying, can you hear me? The answer is no, I am not hearing you. I can see that your mic is unmuted, but I'm getting no sound at all. I'm not really sure what's happening on your end. Julia types, another sweet and beautiful lightness. Thank you, Benjamin, for your generous gift of time and talent. So very much appreciated. Virika types, yes, you're right. In the beginning, I almost slept at the end, but not now anymore. Good. And Yolanda's typing, happy to make it tonight. Thank you, as always. And I want to specifically thank Makisla. What a beautiful sharing that was. Just awesome energy. So grateful you were able to be with us and give us that beautiful, beautiful departure. Thank you so much. Oh, now the energy is getting sweet again. That happens sometimes. We didn't do anything to make that happen, but now the vibration is just getting noticeably sweeter for me. So we can enjoy that as we continue our communications. Again, maybe we're all so blissed out, no one feels like communicating. That can happen too. Denise types, I'm sharing the shield of Archangel Zadkiel, Z-A-D-K-I-E-L. Thank you for sharing that, Denise. Oh, now the energy is focusing into my brain. Very interesting. Maybe that's the shield. I don't know. I'm not familiar with Archangel Zadkiel. But that's that archangel, that feels really good. She's typing, it's a healing shield, emotional, physical, spiritual, mental well-being. Sounds awesome. I'll take it. She says, ask it to enter your heart and spin clockwise. All right. Yeah, feel it doing that. Nice. I'm feeling that in a major brain buzz all at the same time. Thank you. Thanks, Denise. That's really beautiful. Okay, I'm beginning to sense a wrap-up vibe. So last call for communications, please, whether you want to speak out loud or type in the chat window. Jennifer is saying, thanks, everyone. Bye. Thank you, Jennifer, for being here. And thanks to everyone for being here. I know that everyone's time is so valuable and we all have so many different things we can be doing. And the fact that so many of y'all chose to be here, I'm just always honored by that. Thank y'all so much. And if you're here and you're not a member of Awakening Plus, feel free to check out our $1 for 30-day trial. Just go to awakeningplus.com. You can read up on the membership and try it out for 30 days. If you like it and continue, you'll be just charged $19 a month for continuing membership, complete access to the archive and all our other benefits. If 19 is too much, then let me know and we can do it for 9. Same exact deal, but that's sort of the scholarship rate. And as always, anyone who's paying 19, if that becomes burdensome, let me know. We can drop you to 9. And that's perfectly fine. You can stay there as long as you need to. If anyone's at 9 and wants to go back to 19, I'll do that too. Whatever is appropriate. I want to make this broadly available to a lot of people. This is helpful stuff. Okay. So that feels like a wrap. Thanks everyone for being here again. So grateful to everybody. So tomorrow night we have Spirit Song, who's going to be who's going to be doing a presentation on gifts in funny wrapping paper, and talking about how to take things that may seem challenging and seem the beauty in them, and how to use them in a really positive, life-affirming way. And Denise is typing, you can learn about Archangel Zadkiel's shield from Sri, S-R-I, and Kira.com, K-I-R-A.com. Soul Mirrors with Sri and Kira. Cool. All right. Okay, that's a wrap. Thank you all so much again. Many blessings to you all. And infinite blessings to you all. Good night.